This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestion to submit it.
In this episode, I had the pleasure of speaking with Sarah Evans from Banyan Bookkeeping Services. Listeners to the podcast may recall hearing her voice in bonus episode number 17 and a half, the audio from the St. Pete Open for Business chats that we did a little bit earlier in April of this year. Enjoy.
So, Sarah, why business bookkeeping? What is it that got you into that line of work?
So I am a helper by nature. It's just always been a need of mine to just like, how can I help you? What can we do? Let's figure this out. So I actually started off my career in social work, and I did that for about 18 years. It just wasn't fulfilling that kind of need for me anymore. So I found out I could go into bookkeeping, and I researched the heck out of it. And I'm just so glad that I did, because it's a million times more rewarding to be in bookkeeping.
How was it that you got into that from social work? Because those aren't things that are generally dovetailing.
True. So I knew that social work wasn't for me anymore. I came to a realization. It was always such a passion to be in social work, but it just got to a point where I didn't feel I was helping, you know, the individuals I was serving anymore. So I had to, which was a really hard realization. But so I just started doing a lot of research and like, what am I interested in doing? And I found a very comprehensive bookkeeping training and went through that and loved every second of it. And then I realized I could make my own or start my own business doing it, helping businesses, small businesses do a part of, you know, focus on a part of their business that they wanted nothing to do with. So, yeah, it was a very odd transition. I mean, I still have days of, I mean, I worked for people before, now I own my own business. So it's quite the transition, but I would do everything the same again.
Hands down. Now you said you went through courses for bookkeeping. What kind of other education, certification, background before you jumped into the entrepreneurial world of handling the bookkeeping for other small businesses?
I have some college. I have taken some college courses for like financial statements and financial courses through college or through Hillsborough Community College. And I worked for a chiropractor. I was actually like an office assistant years ago. That's when I first was introduced to bookkeeping. He had me kind of entering his information into QuickBooks. And so that's where it kind of first started. And ever since then, it's really been a lot of self-education until I was able to find the bookkeeping course that really laid it all out really well and helped me kind of be where I'm at today. So
now when we look at bookkeeping and we compare it to accounting, what's going to be what separates the two?
So I don't file taxes. I do kind of all of the background stuff, entering, setting up the QuickBooks and making sure the chart of accounts is specific to the industry, and organizing, making sure everything's classified properly. It's really kind of the behind the scenes kind of stuff, and then prepare everything for a CPA to file the taxes.
Got it. So you do all the heavy lifting and they get all the glory of filing.
I mean, I suppose, yeah, we could say that.
Okay. Now, since you've started Banyan Bookkeeping, what is the most important lesson that you've learned thus far operating in the B2B space, especially with fellow small business owners?
I think the biggest thing is providing information, because I'm not trying to sell somebody something that they don't want or they don't necessarily have any idea that they want, but it's really just what information are you lacking so you can do this on your own. You know, I just really kind of want to be a portal in a sense for businesses to be successful with having their finances in order properly and all of that. If I'm not doing it, I will help you do it yourself to make sure you're getting the effective information to make really great business decisions. So it's just being honest and providing, you know, information.
Now, what would you say most of the small business owners that you're working with don't know about their bookkeeping and what's happening with their financials?
It's really reconciling the accounts that kind of trips people up most of the time. Making sure that you're matching the transactions up properly and not just guessing at it. I think that would be the biggest thing.
Okay. So we're talking line items for your budget and your financial statements and the like, and making sure that your assets and your liabilities are balancing and, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. Okay.
Correct.
So are there any particular types of businesses that you really like to work with? You know, if we're talking about a service business or one that is customer focused or in the retail space, and also size, what are some of your favorites to work with thus far?
Gotcha. I am really into the trades, the trade businesses. I think that trade businesses have, there's been a shift in regards to trades, and people kind of look down on the businesses that are trades, and they're actually thriving because it's just something that that everybody needs from them. I love what they do, and because I would never do it. So I just really love to be able to kind of support trade businesses in some aspect. And this is the way I can do that. Service industries are great as well. But I would definitely go for trades over anything. It really, I guess, anywhere, the smaller sizes, I would say, because I'd like to have a relationship, you know, I mean, I want to be that support for that business owner, and kind of have that supportive relationship. When you get to a little bit bigger, then you're not necessarily talking to the owner all the time. It's somebody sure. else maybe. So, I would say smaller sizes, you know, 1 to 10 employees, I suppose. If I had to,
you always know who you're going to be talking to when you call, right? When you
exactly
the smaller size, and
yeah,
when you're talking about trades, you're looking like HVAC and
plumbing
and the like, right?
Exactly.
Okay. The things we all need, and we never seem to remember that we need them until the moment that we need them.
Exactly.
Now, are there any efforts that you're undertaking to help serve the community and build your brand among those smaller businesses that you can point to that you can say, I know that this worked well for me?
I am trying to really build kind of like the social media aspect in regards to providing, like I was saying earlier, that information. I just, I'm trying to build that and trying to, so I can put that out there on a more regular basis. So that's, I'm trying to build that up right now.
Oh, consistency there can be really tough.
Definitely.
So taking a look at your business, you kind of see where you are right now. Where is it that you want to take it? And what is it that you're doing to kind of get to the there in the future?
I think my biggest thing, I just really at this point just want to focus on, especially during, you know, the uncertainty of the times, I just really want to focus on reaching out to the trades and letting them know I'm here. Eventually, I would like to add taxes onto my service list, but that's, I think that's going to be a little bit of a ways away. I just really want to focus on building the support towards the trades, okay. I guess, is the biggest thing.
Now, Banyan Bookkeeping is a solopreneurial effort. It's just you in the business. Is that right?
That's right.
So how much would you say that you're working in the business, in the day-to-day, versus on the business in growing or where you want to take it?
Honestly, I probably have to increase the on the aspect. It's probably, I'm at this point working more. So I would say it's probably about 50-50, actually.
Okay.
So I do need to kind of work more with the building of the social media. I definitely have to. That's a lot more work than I imagined. So I definitely have to kind of increase that aspect.
Now, is there anything that you're reading, watching, or listening to that's helping you in working on the business as you build Banyan?
I am not currently reading it, but I have read it somewhat recently, is The Go-Giver, I think it's called. Okay. And it's really about, again, the whole information aspect, just putting it out there because people Google stuff all the time. They want to absorb as much information as possible and they're in a search for it. So I just want to kind of build that aspect of being a good guidance or a good, advisory, I suppose, for businesses to kind of, okay, I'm doing this right.
So are you native to St. Pete?
I am not. I have been here.
So where did you move from?
I am from a small town in northern Illinois, right on the border of Wisconsin. It's a very small cow corn friendly town.
I've lived in Indiana. I totally understand. How long have you been here in St. Pete?
It has been, I think, 19 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been quite a long time. Came down here when I was very young by myself, knew nobody, and never looked back.
Awesome. I love to hear when people completely pack up, move someplace else, and are able to find themselves and be successful.
Yes. It's been the best decision I've made. So,
when you aren't keeping books, what are some of your favorite things to do in and around St. Pete?
My family and I, we love to go kayaking. That's hands down going to the beach. Our daughter is a water baby. Through and through, she just everything water she loves. So the beach, kayaking, hopefully soon we'll rent a boat and go out on a boat. That would be
nice.
She asked. Yeah. When we're able to, we love to just go to the breweries and, Red Mesa Mercado is our favorite. So we always go there. And then really just kind of hanging with our friends, and our chosen people.
Where can people find out more about Banyan Bookkeeping? We're looking for the website, social media handles, every place that they can possibly follow you so that they are more entangled than your mom with Banyan Bookkeeping.
Yeah. So our website is banyanbookkeeping.com. I'm on Facebook and Insta, LinkedIn as well. And so Insta, I think it's Banyan_bookkeeping_services. And then just Banyan Bookkeeping Services on Facebook. And then I am on LinkedIn, as I have the business there as well.
Awesome. And of course, as always, we will have those linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for taking the time. And I really appreciate you sharing what you're doing for the small business community here in St. Pete.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brett.
You did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, I have a free guide to help you get started marketing your business online, aptly named our Getting Started Guide, available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/get-the-guide. See how to begin with the first three things you should be doing for your business online. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast-guest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, he released a mixtape entitled Quentin Quarantino about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.